June 1st, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wahiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomiradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-karim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we're asking everyone to make a prayer for those children in the school in Texas. And because they were so young, they hadn't any faults, they will go straight to paradise. We're asking Allah to bless them and their families and their hour of bereavement. Also, we want to give a shout out to our beloved sister Jacqueline Smith, who has been with Marad and Eminem Sports for the last 30 years. We want to wish her a happy birthday, and may God bless her to have many, many, many more. Our topic this evening is the Ramadan session. Topic, man and the universe has made, created for each other, its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam Wahiuddin Muhammad. We will open with the Quran, chapter 1, Surah Al-Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Lecture part one. Dear beloved Muslim believers, peace be unto you. Ramadan Mubarak. We thank Allah for this month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, a month in which there are many blessings according to the word of God. In the Quran, we thank him for our presence today and for our life and health, and we pray that he always is with us, guide us, and grant us mercy. It is important to know and remember that the first word of communication to our prophet was read, Iqra, read in the name of your Lord who created. Praise be to Allah, highly glorified is he, the creator of everything, and in the words of the Quran, he is Al-Kali Kuli Shay. Whatever man created is the creation of God also. That is what it is of lasting value, comes from God's creation. God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. So the great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or as a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand, and as a human community on the other hand, presents it interaction, showing the two concerns working together as mates to address the relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of the community development for civilized society. Allah Most High says that he created for man mate of the same nature, is one reference that is, and Allah highly glorified, as he says, also that man's female counterpart is man's tillus. Tillus is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. In another Quranic reference, Allah the Creator says, the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence is as the size, side, or expanse of the skies and the earth, the universe, everything. Relevancy, many critics of religion, and especially scripture, Bible, and Quran, they say that the thing that the people build their life on in religion and what was revealed or what came to them through their prophets who received revelation has little or no relevancy now in the modern time and in the world. Relevancy means important meanings. The relevancy for man in times past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress of the nations are recorded in history and explained as a result of the resourceful earth and universe engaged by human hearts in the human brain. This is what we learn from the history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. In commenting on relevancy regarding the command, read firstly, reflecting on the treasures of knowledge, recording in history as the accomplishments of civilization, those treasures were found in some form already existing, whether in the earth or in the study of the skies or the stars. Allah says through his servant and messenger Muhammad, upon him be the peace, read in the name of your Lord who created. Obviously, our prophet Muhammad understood the connection for human heart and intelligence when God introduced himself as the creator in his first communication to Muhammad. Human society, whether as small numbers of neighbors or landowners coming together upon common interests, or town folks or city dwellers, most important of the bond holding individuals together is a common bond of shared space on the land. The land is a creation of God, and the people are a creation of God. God made the land for people and made the people for the land. The more people engage land, the better our condition, the more developments will be the land. Moreover, the land will be providing its fruit for its produce, serving man's needs often for more than one generation. What a beautiful parable given in scripture comparing the relationship of husband to wife to the relationship of a developer and the earth or the land. We praise Allah and we thank him for his most valuable gifts, the gift of the ideal human type for us to emulate Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and for the marvelous system of matter commonly referred to as the universe. We pray we will always follow the words of God and the leadership example of his servant and messenger, the last prophet Muhammad. Our Lord, give us in this world good and in the destiny good, and save us from the punishment of the fires of our wild passion. Note for the lecture, the speaker takes the sitting position, making a short dua, begin the second part of the khutbah. Praise be to God, the Lord sustainer of all the worlds, and we salute his servant and messenger Muhammad with the traditional salute, the prayers, and the peace be upon him and what follows of that traditional salute. Praise be to Allah and highly glorified is he. He says in the Quran that he is his servant and messenger Muhammad on the night visit up into the sky, to the furthest masjid al-Aqsa, dear beloved gathering here, or a congregation of believers, as it is recorded soon after this marvelous event in the life of our prophet. He answers the invitation from the people of Medina to come from the strange situation he was in, and his followers, the strain on his mission caused by disgruntled Meccans, even amongst his own relatives, to his uncle. He went to Medina, where a warm reception was awaiting him. This event designated the beginning of a new calendar, a new series of events, a new history. Soon a community fulfilling the need of people belonging to a cohesive society took shape and form. Education, the lifeblood, and Salat, the life, were established as a core concern or a nucleus for binding others, concern necessary for the complete design or picture of an Islamic society. The persecuted plan for Islamic society life on this planet was given a situation for its revitalization. Whatever is desired to be accomplished first needs the right situation. If you want to drive a car to see neighbors at a distance away, first there must be the right situation. There must be a car drivable and a person qualified to drive. A man wanting to board up something needs the right situation. There has to be things on hand. He is not comfortable to go to work until the site is ready. The tools are with him, and he is clear as to what to do. This is said to make what was given in the first part of the khutbah or lecture more understandable. Praise be to Allah, the creator of everything, the potent and the pregnant term read for spiritual understanding when connected with the expression the creator, and henceforth further connecting to the creation is what situated our prophet's heart and mind to understand his calling, what he was to do, his mission, what it would be all about. Our most important concern, family survival and progress, children, education, and their future, community survival and progress, institutions and industry. So the wicked disputed nature with their brain, life progresses. Firstly, God's guidance is to be relied upon for us to have the right situation, to have development for our own souls, for our community, to have education, to have our future prepared for the next generation. For our children, we need the right situation. If we rely upon Allah on the guidance that he gives in the Quran and on the model person for us to emulate Muhammad, the prophet, the prayers, and the peace be upon him, we will have the right situation. Dua, our Lord, we are surely gathered all humanity for a day in which there will be no doubt. Our Lord, do not have our hearts turned back after you have guided us so right, and give us from your presence mercy. Surely we are the grantors. Surely you are the grantors. Ameen. He commanded the call for the standing in prayer. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the prayers and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gifts and the blessings of model human person Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant of God, and what follows of that salute or that traditional salutation to the last prophet, the seals of the prophets, mentioned in the Bible as it is given in the Quran. Now, you are not familiar with this, I don't think, but the descendants of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, some of my brothers, some of my sisters, nephews, nieces, great nephews and great nieces, they have gotten together and formed a wonderful project to commemorate the work, the contributions to us and to society, to the world, from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They are really a beautiful group. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and my mother, Clara Muhammad, was blessed with some beautiful, bright, and educated professional grandchildren. As bright, educated, professional grandchildren as well, children, I don't want to leave us out. I just wanted you to be aware of this because it is going to really be wonderful and really great. In fact, they are meeting today, tomorrow and Sunday, this weekend, here in the Chicago area. We pray that Allah bless their efforts. And I am sure that they are going to get a lot of support for a commemorative center that would have the works of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his contribution. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I know a lot of you care about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his works, yes. We care a lot about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his works, and we care a lot about the family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I thank Allah that we are blessed to have some very bright professional youngsters in the family amongst the descendants of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. It looks like we are ready. We are nearly ready now. And please, Brother David, see me at the meeting. So we have an appointment, brother. Don't hold it, Brother David. He has never done this, but some people run up to me and they want people to think that they have given me something extremely valuable. And some of them want you to think that they are giving me money. They run up to me and give me something. And most of the time when I get it home, I can't even read it. But I can't blame them. All of those good-looking brothers and sisters are out here, and they want them to know that they are here too. About 3 years ago, almost now, I noticed how the crowd was growing for the yearly annual Ramadan session. And I said, I believe in our hearts and mouths of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, these sessions are replacing the old annual Nation of Islam Sages Day that we used to come to. Our spirit was for that every year. All of us were in the spirit to come to Chicago to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and to meet one another once a year for Sages Day. I think the Ramadan session is kind of replacing that. I believe it is going to grow as big as the Sages Day used to be. It is growing fast. So we are going to have to find a larger place. I promise you, the next Ramadan session, inshallah, I say that because we never know what is going to happen to me or to anybody. But I feel now like I've got most of my life ahead of me. But that's the spirit, you know. So inshallah, we will definitely get away from this situation. We won't have it like this. We'll find a bigger place. We'll have a place to accommodate every day, everybody, because I don't like you inconvenience like this, standing and others sitting. I don't like that. I promise you next year, it won't be this way. You'll have a place to sit. So this is when we like the press to come in and report. They like to report when you have empty seats. But inshallah, we will remedy it some kind of way. Even if we have chairs, they are not places to put the chairs. So we are going to have to get a larger place. The community of human beings. The Juma Khutbah today, the two-part lecture, was on the relationship that man has to the universe. But man's descendant of Adam, it means the man descendant of relationship that man has on the universe. But man here is plural. It means the community of human beings, descendant of Adam, the first father, Adam, and its relevancy is important for us to know. The past, present, but most importantly, the importance for us now, in that time that we are living in, this crowded world that we are living in, we believe in the timeless nature of revelation, the Quran, or revealed word from God. The Quran and what was revealed before it, it's time, before it is timeless. So that is, it fits into all times. It fits into all times. Judgment day is continuous. The essential nature of essence of human life created by God does not change its nature. Its nature does not change. So those who survive with their original nature, they can be revived if they are slumbering or sleeping and negligent or whatever by God's words, if presented to them correctly. Even if they are dead and can't be resurrected, if the word of God is presented to them correctly. Now you say, well, if they are dead, that's on Judgment Day. We believe that Judgment Day is continuous. It is. This is Islamic beliefs. There will be a final standing or day of judgment, but judgment is all the time. And the resurrection is not as important for the individual who lives and dies as it is for community life that lives and dies. We should understand that. Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, who received the Quran, became the leader of a new community, an international community now of over 1.25 billion on this earth. And we should understand that life was given to nations, community all over the planet, earth, who were sleeping or mentally dead. But they were awakened to the light by the Quran and the teaching leadership, an example of Muhammad the prophet. Upon him be the prayers and the peace. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We witness God is one and cares about all of his creation, especially his human creation, and the model human life that is exemplified in the life history of Muhammad the prophet. Upon him be the prayers and the peace. For this session, of the first day of this session, we will be discussing relevant revealed scripture, the cultivation of the human soul, its education, and the right perception of human identity. The first identity for human is the identity given by God. If we understand the Quran and also the Bible on the genesis of man, how we came to exist as humanity and civilized society, how we came to exist on this planet Earth, if we understand it, we understand that the first identity for humans is the identity given by God, not what is given from Darwin about us descending from apes or monkeys. It is the identity that God revealed of us, and we believe that this identity was conceived in paradise and then later formed in the earth. The Prophet Muhammad, upon him be prayers and the peace, is a model of human excellence for all believers to emulate. And these believers include more than the Muslims. God says in the Quran that he is an excellent model For any who believe in God in the last day and believe that they have to act to account before God and believe that they should be accountable to their creator, God, any who believe that Muhammad is an excellent model for them. The prophets are to be seen as singular and plural figures. In the Quran, also in the previous scripture, Adam, Abraham, Jesus Christ, and others, prophetic figures or prophets, servants of God, are to be seen as singular, but also as plural figures. That means that they do not only represent themselves individually, but what is more important for us students, I say us students because I'm always a student, the prophet said, education. To get the knowledge is an obligation on the Muslim from the cradle to the grave. And that is the spirit of most of us. Our spirit is to continue to seek the word of God and to seek understanding. That's our spirit. And no matter how old we get on the calendar, that doesn't change. That spirit stays young. So each of these great prophets, and I did not name all of them, named a few of them, that the main ones. I did not mention Moses, but all of those prophets. They are special types of what God wanted us to become ourselves. We should have the character, our character should be growing more like the character of Muhammad, the prophet. Our choices that we make in life should be guided by the principle that Muhammad the prophet stood upon. So our choices will be good, will be right, will be best choices. So we should follow him in his excellence, generally speaking. He also was an excellent husband to his wives. The more we know about him, as a person in history, Islamic history, firstly, and the more we can benefit from his excellent model of human life that God has shown us in the Quran. Muhammad is what we are created to be in our human excellence. So I could say to you, and be correct, that when you look at Muhammad, human excellence, you are looking at what you were created to be yourself. You are looking at what you are created to be. God is not pointing us to something that is not our own life. He wants to show what is each individual life as that life planned God the Creator. God says in the second chapter of the Quran, verse 150, quote, So from whatever comest thou started forth, turn thy face in that direction of those of the sacred mosque. And wheresoever you are, turn your face thither. Now, this is Old English. It means turn your face in the direction toward what has been mentioned, the sacred mosque. That there be no god of dispute against you amongst the people of the book, except from them that are bent on wickedness. That means that they are just obvious. They are obsessed with doing those bad things. They are fixed there. They can't get out of it. They are determined to keep up their wicked ways, bent on wickedness, so fear them not, but fear me. That's God speaking. So fear them not, but fear me, that I may complete my favor on you, and ye may be guided. And you know, in the beginning of the Quran, after Al-Fatiha, when you are reading in the Quran, God tells us of the books, Hudan ila Muttaqin. Hudan ila Muttaqin is a guidance for pious, for those who reverence God in what he has established to be reverenced. Huda ila muttaqin. A similar verse I'll give you now addressing what we are beginning, we are bringing forward now is in verse 151 of the same chapter, chapter 2. And God says, a similar favor have you already received in that we have sent amongst you. The Arabic language is fikum. It literally means in you. And that we have sent amongst you a messenger of your own, rehearsing to you our signs and purifying you and instructing you in scripture and wisdom and a new knowledge. Turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Now let us go back to some of what we have read, recited from Quran for some comments. God says to the prophet, turn your face towards the sacred mosque. And God says to all of us after that, he says to you, speaking to all believers, you all turn your faces towards the sacred mosque, all believers, all followers of Muhammad, as Muslims are instructed by Allah to turn their face towards the sacred mosque. And he says, God says that it is, no matter from which place we are coming or what place we are in. He wants us to turn our faces towards the sacred mosque. You know we do that in prayer, right? Allah, all he tells us, which is the promise from God, that if we do that, follow that, no matter where we are on this earth, he will bring us all together. God says by it, he will bring us all together. So there is a lot of struggling in the mind of scholars and religious leaders of Islam over our lack of unity. The way to unite us is very plain and clear. No matter where we are, I'm in the United States. We are in the United States. Other leaders for their people are in India, in Egypt, in Pakistan, in Spain, in Africa, all over the world, in the Philippines, all over the world. God said, wherever we are, he will bring us together. So the sacred mosque with no roof over it, but to be brought together, we all must agree. And our Qibla, it is the sacred mosque, Masjid Haram. So this is no ordinary mosque. And you know it does not have a roof over it. The part that is covered by a roof is an additional adding to accommodate the growing crowds that come to make Hajj pilgrimage every year. But when we make the circle around the Kaaba, salute the corners with the black stone in it, or we wave to it or greet it if you can't go there and actually touch it and kiss it. Muhammad the Prophet did, unless you are supposed to wave to it. You are supposed to put your open palm up facing it when you make the Hajj pilgrimage. And then you get into the circle with the pilgrims and you start going counterclockwise towards your left side and you make circles around the Kaaba. That is the Masjid al-Haram. That is the sacred mosque with no roof over it. You say, well, what about Kaaba, the house? It has a roof over it. That is not the sacred mosque. That opening ground that we are walking on around the house, all of that is a Masjid Haram. So you see, Masjid comes from the word meaning to prostrate, to make sajda, like we do when we finish our prayers, with our nose, forehead, hands, knees, toes bent like a baby, as getting ready to crawl or something. That is the sajda. And the mosque takes its name from the position masjid, from sajda, so that the masjid is a place of prostration, the place of sajda. It doesn't have to have any walls or anything. That is the masjid, Allah says. Al-Abdu Masjidullah. The earth is Allah's masjid. That means that anywhere you make salat is masjid at that time. And if you do it on a regular basis, then that spot will become the masjid without any walls, no ceiling, nothing. That spot will become the masjid. I'm talking to my students. I'm trying to teach my students and those who do not see themselves as any students. I'm trying to teach all of you. Now, if you have a bad spirit, that's not my fault. I do not put it in you. I did not put it in you. I wouldn't say that if I didn't want all of you to benefit. I want all of you to benefit whether you like me or not. You don't have to like me. Just like what I like. You can dislike me. In fact, you can spit on my picture. That's okay, as long as I know you like what I like. You like Quran. You like the right understanding of Quran. You like Muhammad. You like the right understanding of Muhammad. I love you, whether you hate me or not. I don't care. Praise be to Allah. So we are leading up to a conclusion. I visit the Palestinian quarters and saw how bad they were being treated by the Israeli government. That region at that time, and they have the worst one now. It was given the opportunity to go and visit Masjid al-Aqsa and make prayer there. The Muslim guide showed us the direction for the Qibla there, and he said, see this name of this masjid? I said, yes, he did. I said, yes, he did. He said, of the two Qiblas, Masjid Qablishan, the prophet was leading his followers to turn towards Jerusalem. In the prayer, Allah never told the prophet to do that. But the prophet was not a person raised in any of the religions, and he didn't accept to worship idols or to join the idol worshipers or the pagans in that way of life. So he was just like a person going on his own, not belonging to any religious order or way. And he strayed that way until he stayed that way until God began to reveal to him a Qibla that shall please you. So he knew how important Jerusalem was to the Christians and the Jews. He led his followers in prayer, and they faced that direction. Later on, here in this presentation, we will come back to that. But for now, you know that is what changed the prophets. Well, the prophets was instructed by Allah, by his creator, by our creator, to turn towards Masjid al-Haram in Mecca before Islam, that the same city, though the Arabs called it Mecca, was called Becca. Now, so we are connecting on this. It says, God says, and I quote, we see the turning of your face for the guidance to the heavens, the skies. Now shall we turn thee, now shall we turn you to a Qibla that shall please you. So this is clearly saying that Muhammad had been turning in that direction towards Jerusalem, but was not pleased with it. He didn't know what to do. And then God answered his stress situation and says, turn then your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Wherever you are, turn your face in that direction. Then he says, the people of the book know well that it is the truth from their Lord. Allah is not unmindful of what they do. So what is it saying? Don't you just read it and not think? This is saying that Christians and Jews knew that the better Qibla for human beings on this earth is the Qibla that is in the Masjid Haram in Mecca. And at that site, a little simple cubicle house that has been reported in legend and cultural tradition, legends of the Arabs, as a house that was built by Abraham and his son Ishmael, not Isaac, peace be upon the prophet, because all of those that I am mentioning are prophets, was so valuable about this Qibla. And why do the people of the book do not acknowledge that Muhammad is turning to something that they are well aware of, and that it is turning to a direction that is more important for humanity there and all over the planet Earth than the Qibla that he was turning to before that was in Jerusalem? So the one in Jerusalem is devalued by Jews so much because it has been the ruins there of a great kingdom that they once had, and they said that the kingdom was under Prophet Solomon, the wise. So the temple of Solomon is there. And during his time, they achieved great success and had a great kingdom. And people of other races, other religions, all of them were impressed with that kingdom. Many of them had a good life. Non-Jews, people of the different cultures, Africans, and others had a good life there because of the great advance they made for civilization. So the Jews turned back there, and they weep at the Weeping Wall, weeping the loss of a great kingdom. But that great kingdom was a kingdom of the Jews, and they addressed the Lord of God as the Lord of Israel. So this brother's, our prophet, heart that he turned in a direction towards something that is not compatible with his perfect idea, human soul, character, and intelligence. God's way is always the best. So God says that he allowed them to worship that way. He allowed that to happen. God could have stopped it. God could have stopped him before he turned that way and had others following him. God could have stopped that, but God said it was a test for his followers to bring out the strong that would able to stand up to the canons of the people of the book, be able to stand up to Israel, to the Jews, and to their leaders, and not tremble, and shake, but be strong in their position behind Muhammad, the leader, Muhammad, the prophet, the prayers, and the peace be upon him, to see who would turn around. They say, now you are changing the direction. I'm through with you. You don't even know the direction. So you're not even sure which direction we should be praying or in. I'm going to join the Jews or go back to the idolaters, the idol worshippers. Yes, he wanted to test them. So, you know, I noticed the strong winds and that come in spring, the month of March, introducing spring. Those winds are strong. They knock down weak stuff. They knock down rotten stuff, dead stuff. And then I notice at the end of the season, it comes again, not quite like March. The strong winds come again, knocking down weak stuff and dead and rotten stuff. So when the next spring comes, the life is strong. And just in case it is not a strong wind, we will come again in the spring, in March. That is the way of God. All of these things or sign, God said, both the Bible and in the Quran. It says that these things are signs, but most of the people are unaware or don't pay attention, heedless. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad kissed the black stone. I heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad once say he made Umrah. He never made Hajj. He was going to Egypt and Pakistan, so he got permission to make Umrah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the one who was calling all white people devils, there was some white ones in the government leadership of the Hajj administration, Saudi Arabia, but they let him in there. We have this picture. We have his picture kissing the black stone. And he said of his making the Umrah there, when I kissed that stone, I felt like I was kissing myself. Now, what is the stone? Muhammad kissed the stone. The prophet himself, prayers and the peace be upon him, he kissed the stone. And one of the Khalids said, if I had not seen him or knew he kissed that stone, I would have never kissed it. And I am sure that Khalifa didn't have the insight or what or who are you to say that the Khalifa, the companions of the prophet, didn't have the insight, understanding that he had no knowledge just a few years before he saw Prophet Muhammad kiss that black stone. That Khalifa had no knowledge. They had to be educated in the scripture and in religion, and they had no history and had no life. So they were actually ignorant of what the Christians knew and ignorant of what the Jews knew. Those Arabs, they worshiped idols, were ignorant of the even thought of the Khalifa, never worshiped idols either. He was like Prophet Muhammad. There were a few people in the time did not go for the ignorant. They just did not have a religion. Hanifa. They are called Hanifas from Hanif. And Abraham is called the Hanif, Ibrahim, or Abraham the Hanif. And the Arab-speaking people approved of the translation that Hanif means upright in his human nature. That simply means that those people who were companions associate with each other because they had like minds and like spirits, like characters and like general values and principles. Their belief was that a human should live out of the best of his life, and he should build upon the best of his life. He should never follow weakness and something that brought down his life. He should only follow strength and that which makes his life more excellent. And it is said by God in the Quran that this was the nature and the position of Abraham, Ibrahim, the Hanif, the upright in his nature. So continuing the comments on this, the people of the book then are refusing to acknowledge something that is great, right? That is great. But though it is not acknowledged by them that Muhammad Qibla is the better Qibla for all people and has been acknowledged by them in their search for the idol society, how to establish the best government for the people. I believe France was the first to think, what is the best form of government for us to have, for all people, to have progress and much less problems than we had with these other forms of government we have experienced, and their thinkers, their philosophers, arrived at the idea of collective rule, collective authority, that we now call or commonly refer to as democracy. The identity is human. Our democracy in these United States comes to birth upon a perception of the human being as a creation with rights that you can't take away from him. You can't violate these rights of the human being, that the human person and that these rights belong to each human person, that we will be accepted in the civilized by virtue of their own nature composition, that they have these rights simply because they are human. The identity is human. So if the identity is human, then they are entitled to these rights by virtue of their own identity and composition, not made by man, not made by government, but inherited in the very flesh of every person. So this is the position that these great philosophers took. And we have this idea of holding our political concept together for this nation. That's what holds the concept together. The belief in the inalienable rights of the individual human person. Once you accept to be a citizen here, you have that recognition. And those rights are not to be taken from you or violated. And no government, nobody can take those rights of any individual person. So we inherit the spirit for human community. So our government, France and other Western governments that have that as an adhesive holding their ideology together, those governments have come to the Qibla of the Muslim. That is exactly what we believe. And I'm sure that they had the good intelligence and the heart and the nature, those who put together the idea of us for generations to come. I'm sure they also understood that these applies also to the collective body of the people. It's more important as a possession of the human community than it is as a possession of the human individual. So what we inherit is the community spirit, the spirit for human community. So we are not just inherent prosperity that ought to be established as the prosperity of the individual human life. No, we are inheriting an urge, a spirit, a direction in our life stream, in our life flows that will connect us with others who have the same. And the purpose of it is for us to form a social community, a community of people. And this is why God says in the Quran, highly glorified is he, that the creatures that God, that the creatures that goes about on this earth, they have communities like yours. It is in the Quran, and you have read it, many of you. This is to tell us that it is not only a description of human life, this is a description of life, period. You don't have to stretch your imagination too much to agree with those who say that any can plant life exists in community. Grass wants to be with grass. It so happens the way trees want trees with trees. That is the forest, isn't it? Community life, if you don't have the right Qibla and your life hasn't been interrupted or confused by the world that rejects that real Qibla or in ignorance of the real Qibla, you will be unconscious in your own nature. It will be unconscious in your own makeup to come to that idea or that belief, that recognition that I am human. I should mate with other humans. If a black is not human and you are black, then the human should mate with the non-human. no human, is first not Africa, not Europe, not white or black, yellow or red. The excellent model is the pure human type. The human is first. That is your valuable properties, that you are human. That is your sacred properties, that you are human. Is it better that you are human and keep your own identity with your people? But if all of your people turn to another Qibla that makes them wild and crazy, filthy, and inhuman, then you leave all of your people and you become white, yellow, red, or anything else rather than to give up your humanity. So you see, this is where we should be when we are reading the Quran and reading about Muhammad, the excellent model. The excellent model is not an Arab. The excellent model is a pure human type that God wants and every human walking the earth. If God had awakened him up in his Arab identity and fastened him to his Arab identity, he never would have been known. He would have gotten nowhere. But God didn't wake him up in his Arab identity. God woke him up in his human identity, and God gives us a sign, a Qibla, that identifies us with our original nature, our original life, our original human pattern that God planned for all people. This distortion begins to come from the PA system. I didn't know this great wisdom could do all of that. Mr. Farad says, when the time comes, you are going to hear sirens, praise be to Allah. It used to bother me, but it doesn't anymore because I know Allah is with us. And whatever happens, God says, come willingly or unwillingly, the system just has concluded to take it anymore. So when managing our life becomes too troublesome for us, and aren't we there right now when it comes to the public life, it is too troublesome for us? We can't handle it. We can't turn them around. We can't speak to them. And they respect what we are saying. So what happens? We went up to keep. We who want to keep the valuable human life, we turn to the supernatural. For those who are already in religion like Christians and Jews, we turn to the strength of our religion. For Muslims, it is the same. We turn to the strength of our religion. But sometimes right direction is so confused even in our religion. We say, I just can't find any help. I have been reading this Bible, and I can't find any help. Now, this might surprise you. I have been reading this Quran, and I just can't find help. I have heard it. So we turn to the supernatural by some name, or sometimes by no name. Well, I don't know what his name is. I know that there was a God, but just can't be comfortable anymore with what I have been following. If you remain sincere, God comes to you. So you go on your own, right? You go on your own still believing in the supernatural. That means something that is not subject to the fate that we are subject to or that natural life is subject to, something that does not get sick, something that does not get confused, something that does not get weary or something like that, or break down when difficulty comes. So we turn to something that we say is a supernatural. I know there is a cause behind all of this. I know there is a something that brought all of this world about, and something that causes me to be here, etc. So we turn to our own imagination and to our own concerns. And you say, I just can't follow what I have been given before. it ain't helping. And if you remain sincere, God comes to you. Oh, yes. God comes to you. You may add. God comes to us too. Not just the prophet. Yes. Just hold on. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Before we leave this evening, we're asking everybody to say happy birthday to our beloved sister Jacqueline Smith, who have been with Murad and Eminem Sports for the last 30 years. It's her birthday. And if you know and you can reach her, text her, wish her a happy birthday. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us. We will continue this next week. Tomorrow. We will continue this tomorrow, inshallah. It only means that we praise God. At 7 p.m., we thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Murad speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.